this was just a neat opportunity with a burnt down house and an opportunity to build.
Yeah, to start from scratch in a neighborhood this old, it would normally be, you know, you'd be buying a livable house and then tearing it to the ground. Right. So,
but I've heard the maintenance and the water bills and things like that on an acre can be quite high. So, maybe it's better off that I'm not.
Yeah, we got sticker shock just coming here with the pool and because those are all super energy efficient and. About 2 inches of grass. So.
Yeah, different. It is different.
But it's all trade-offs.
So, occasionally I would drive through the neighborhoods, either on the way back home to Summerlin or just maybe at a lunchtime, depending on where I went to lunch, drive through this neighborhood. There was a chain link fence around it, burnt down house.
Plywood
covering windows entrance. And things like that. And so I called the number and started looking at it and, snuck through the fence and started walking it and really... From the exterior, you would think absolutely what a nightmare, and nobody was going to... And I think it sat empty for maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
So what about the original house? I mean, obviously most of it was gone. Mm-hmm. Were you able to salvage? How did you approach the historic, roots of the house?
Sure. At the end, we had planned on saving probably more of the house than we ended up saving.
Well, it was nice because the architect that we worked with, who is a personal friend of ours too, he was very committed to the theoretical idea of trying to keep historical accuracy. And even, mm-hmm. There were times he went to the extent that he wanted to even only use materials that were available in, was it 1960 or 61?
It was built, the original house was built in 1960. But it's not until recently that I feel like you have to, to allow yourself to grow roots like you'll be here forever, regardless if you're going to be here forever. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's so unsettling if you feel like you're here forever if it's temporary.
Yeah, because you never take the time to invest. You never take the time to invest in relationships, invest in community, invest in all these other things. So invest like you're going to be here forever. Whether or not you do, that's beside the point. But it'll lead to a more fulfilling life experience.